Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
We got to talk about Jason Momoa for a second. Now, Jason Momoa is, he's got a movie coming out next week, the Minecraft movie. So he's making the rounds, doing the red carpets, doing the interviews. And he was interviewed, and something came up during the conversation about what he does not have in his house. He brought it up. Now, I'm going to play the clip for you. A warning, the interviewer has probably one of the worst speaking voices I ever heard.
Wow.
To say
that on this show.
It's grating on a level that you can't even imagine. But listen to what Jason Momoa says.
You always weave in nods to your kids in your movies. Were they Minecraft fans? And do they have a nod in this film?
For my kids?
Yes.
Yeah, I put little jewels in there for them. But yeah, we don't have even a TV at home. So unfortunately, they don't have a computer at home.
It's okay.
I'm a bad dad.
It's all right.
Okay, that's a pretty terrible voice.
We don't have a TV at home. Or a computer.
Okay.
So you're one of those people.
Well.
Because they do exist.
No, I know. And I don't trust them.
I have a friend of mine. Now, she has a TV now. When she got remarried, her new husband's like, I'm getting a TV for the house.
Yeah. Psycho.
But she didn't have a TV in her house. And she had a daughter who was like 7. When, like, she got remarried. That's 0 through 7, no TV. And I got a question. If you're one of those people who don't have a TV in the house, what do you do?
Right.
What do you do with your day?
Okay, can I ask a question?
Uh-huh.
Do they not have a TV and not have a computer, but they have iPads and phones?
If they do, it doesn't count.
I agree.
You don't get the credit for being a no TV house.
I agree.
No way. Absolutely. And you don't get the credit for being a no computer house. A phone and a tablet's a TV computer.
Right. So the not having a TV in the house, I don't get it, but okay. But if you have kids, I don't know how old his kids are, but if you have kids over a certain age and you don't have a computer, you're kind of setting them back.
Kinda.
Well, not kind of. You're certainly setting them back.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that's the future.
Kevin, look up how old Jason Momoa's kids are. Because I got to tell you, I remember when my grandfather saw a computer for the first time. I was in the room.
Okay.
And I remember him watching how the mouse worked like it was magic.
Sure.
He couldn't stop staring at that and then back to the screen and back to his hand and back to the screen. That was in the 90s.
Right.
We can't do that to children now. It's abuse.
Well, yeah, plus half the laptops don't even have a mouse.
Oh, even worse.
You just roll your finger on it.
But they can't, like, imagine being a kid that finally has to go away to college, and they're like, well, you have to, your paper has to be submitted, you know, digitally.
Right.
And they go,
who?
Digit.
Who?
And then somebody hands them a laptop, and they go,
Right.
What is
they go,
this?
This book, there's no pages.
How old are his kids?
16 and 17.
16?
I know what's going on. This is not true. There is no way this is true.
If you're just joining us, Jason Momoa says that he doesn't have a TV or computers in his house. To go back, what do you do with your day that doesn't make you look psychotic? Read a book? Well, okay, people read books. That's fine.
Yeah.
All day?
Right.
Make food? It can only occupy so much of your time before you kind of look psychotic.
I mean, does he live in like an island in a hut or something?
If I told you he did, it tracks.
Yeah, okay, I can imagine it. So, if that's the case, and you're living some sort of island life,
yeah,
I would imagine you spend a lot of time surfing,
yeah,
or
looking at the beach,
foraging,
seashell hunting,
sure, spending your sand dollars,
hunting wild pig. I don't know what they do, but
other than that, if you live in Encino, California,
right,
and you don't have a TV and a computer, it feels like you don't want to be tracked. Like you're trying to live off the grid.
Yeah, but if you live somewhere, like if you live in Fiji, like if outside your house looks like a screensaver,
then okay.
I can understand it a little bit more.
And I don't know why that makes it okay, but it does.
Imagine being his agent and like he gets a part. First of all, my opinion, Jason Momoa is lucky to get any part, okay? Wow. Second of all, you're his agent. You get him a part and you're like, okay, this is exciting. Thank you very much, owner of a studio. I will let him know. Then you have to write it on a scroll, tie it to a seagull's foot, and release it into the air. Be like,
find him.
He'll have an answer for you in 3 to 5 days.
He'll have an answer for you in a fortnight.
As long as the bird doesn't die. That has happened in the past.
Right. And we lost the role.
And he also looks forward to never watching what he just made.
That's the other thing I was going to say is like, so do you go to the movie theater?
Right.
Are you?
I mean, his big break was Game of Thrones. Never was in movie theaters.
Great point.
So I don't know. Maybe he should watch Game of Thrones. It was really good.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.